I'm Tom Fisher. This is Tripodder.com, and today we are very honored to be welcoming to our show the First Lady of Turkeys, that is. This is the Thanksgiving episode, after all. She spent 14 years as a butterball hotline expert when people would call in on holidays with traumas of cooking their birds. She was there to give them guidance, support, and oftentimes counseling. Renee Ferguson has just authored an amazing new book. It's called Talk Turkey to Me, with stories from her experiences and plenty of recipes. She was just on Bobby Flay's Throwdown on the Food Network, and now she's on Tripodder.com. Welcome to Tripodder, Renee.
Hey, Tom. First Lady of Turkey, Turkey Diva. I answer by many titles.
So celebrity chef Bobby Flay challenged you, the Turkey Queen, to a throwdown, I must say, Renee, of all the throwdowns I've seen, which has been quite a few, on Food TV, that was one of the most entertaining ones.
Wasn't it amazing? I mean, I was elated. It was so entertaining. And I've watched some of those throwdowns, and other people commented to me as well, just said it was so fun and humorous, you know, just so, it's such an enjoyable mix between the personalities, too.
My name is Bobby, and I'm here to issue you a turkey and stuffing throwdown. I know your full resume, so I know you're not going to be nervous about this one bit. And I know that you have lots of confidence, and so what do you say?
I'll show you where to put your stuffing.
You were a talk line expert on Butterball's hotline for 14 years.
It's been 2 years since I have worked on the talk line itself and actually handled people's turkey trauma. And, you know, there's a lot of fear when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner, because even if you're just Martha Stewart for one day, you feel compelled and you feel the pressure to make everything absolutely perfect for this meal. First of all, you're dealing with a piece of meat that's huge, and it's a whole body. And we're just, as consumers, so used to going to the grocery store and picking up just a little tray of boneless, skinless chicken. And then you have to make this, you know, 12 or 20-pound bird, and you're, like, very intimidated by it.
Did you ever have any callers cry on the line?
I did, yeah. There were some people that would get very emotional, because a lot of times they would actually mishandle it or didn't cook it thoroughly and it was not up to proper end temperature. Maybe they thawed it, you know, they mishandled it while they thawed it. Instead of thawing it in the refrigerator, they thawed it out on the counter for a couple of days, and you're like, Houston, we have a problem. What I tried to do with my book, besides all the great information and the how-tos and the time charts, no matter how you're cooking turkey, is to really interject and weave humor throughout it. You know, we all feel better when we hear that someone else is in the same boat that we are in. People kind of like thumb through and read the kind of funny stories. And then the bonus is really all the great recipes. It goes one step beyond. It kind of brings those traditional flavors that we love year after year into our current taste buds. For example, instead of just plain mashed potatoes, a garlic herb cream cheese mashed potatoes.
Making me hungry. Do you have a favorite story that you share in the book?
Oh, I'm telling you, it's hard to pick out just one. Talking about thawing, now I'm basically this turkey magnet for stories. And everybody has one, whether they left the giblets inside or roasted it upside down and didn't think they had any breast meat when they were looking at the back of the turkey. I had someone tell me about they went to their mother-in-law's for Thanksgiving, who would not allow anybody to bring anything with them. She wanted to do it all. So the daughter-in-law was just saying, oh, Mom, this just all looks fantastic. This looks great. I forgot to tell you, this was in Louisiana. So, you know, the weather is fairly warm at this time of the year down there. She says, Mom, this all looks fantastic. How did you just do all of this? Where did you thaw the turkey when you had all of this stuff going on? She said, well, I didn't have room in my refrigerator, so I just threw it out into the pool. Not a recommended method of thawing turkey. So the gal gathered her kids up and said, don't you dare eat any of the turkey or the gravy. Just eat the side dishes, and we're going to McDonald's after Grandma's house.
Well, obviously, we think of Thanksgiving when we think of turkeys. And now, thanks to you, Renee, it's also humor that we think of and we smile. But there are other holidays that are known for large consumption of turkeys, right?
Absolutely. Christmas is a great big holiday. Easter is also third as far as ranking of turkeys that are sold for consumption. All the summer grilling and deep fried turkeys and everything like that, it's a very economical food. It really stretches your grocery dollar. And the beauty is you get a meal today, you get a meal tomorrow, you can freeze it, and you know, have a meal next month or the month after.
So, Turkey Diva, what do you see yourself doing next with this wonderful niche you're carving?
That's an interesting question, and I'm not sure how to answer that. But I like being thought of as a go-to expert for turkey. I think that there is a lot of opportunity to partner with some corporations, perhaps. We'll just kind of see where it leads. I would love to entertain the thought of doing something for the Food Network.
Well, you are great on camera.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. You know, it was really fun, and I have to tell you, I mean, it was a lot of work leading up to it. At one point, I had 8 turkeys thawing in my family room, which I kind of thought it reminded me of that Christmas song, 8 turkeys thawing. I just thought that was good. You know what's really funny is I have this absolutely great picture of me as a little girl. We were on vacation up in Wisconsin, and I am standing literally in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of white turkeys. And literally the whole hillside is just white with turkeys, and I'm standing there, and I happen to be, and I think this is really ironic, in a little white sweater with a little red, of course in those days we wore little babushkas, you know. Very old world. And it just, they're all like looking at me like, you're our leader. And little did I know that was just my destiny at that point, and captured in time.
What you've already done for the holiday seasons is incredible. This book is the recipes, the stories. I commend you.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear. Life is just, you have to handle it with humor, and because that's the way you learn, and that's the way I think good love happens, too, is when you've got a good sense of humor. And Thanksgiving is about, you know, good friends, good family, good love, and good food.
Renee, what's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
As soon as Halloween is over, it seems like Christmas pops up immediately. And that, of course, is so commercial. The beauty, I think, of Thanksgiving is that it still is pure. It doesn't have that commercial bent to it. It doesn't have gift-giving attached to it. It's just about getting together with family and friends and feasting and being thankful.
I completely agree. That is very well said. The book is Talk Turkey to Me. The author we're speaking with is Renee Ferguson. This book can be found on Amazon.com, and there's another website that you have, Renee?
They can get the book on Amazon, but I have a website where they can get something free. And who doesn't like to get something free? Some free menu ideas at www.turkeytools.com. You know, they can just get some ideas for menus for the holidays, whether they're looking for traditional or gourmet menus, or maybe they have to travel over the river and through the woods to grandma's house and are looking for something to bring. Lots of great ideas on the menu sheet. www.turkeytools.com.
I must also mention that the turkey expert is helping. I can't call myself the bourbon expert, but I host the bourbon documentary, and I also have bourbonblog.com. Renee, you're helping me out with creating the perfect bourbon turkey. We've been talking about that a little bit.
How about a bourbon butter injected into the breast? If you put it just on top of the skin, it just rolls off and ends up in your drippings. So it's not really getting underneath the skin to flavor the meat. But when you inject it, you know, not a strong bourbon flavor, but a light bourbon flavor with the butter, you're getting that butter. And I would recommend a fresh turkey at this point, not a frozen. The butter bathing that breast meat. So that might be kind of good there.
I will be experimenting with that, and I will keep you posted, Renee. I'll also keep the tripotter.com and bourbonblog.com listeners and viewers posted on that. And also, they should be checking you out on Food Network. Check out your local listings to see the ultimate throwdown with Bobby Flay and Renee Ferguson on the Turkey Thanksgiving episode. Also, be sure to log on to turkeytools.com, turkeytools.com, and order a copy of Talk Turkey to Me. I've been reading it. It's awesome. Thanks for joining us, Renee, and thanks for listening to tripotter.com. Be sure and check out our other channels, podcasts, videocasts, public silly announcements, and also Live One Radio. I'm Tom Fisher.